Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, why?
Was it crispy?
No.
There you go.
But it was creamy.
Okay, that was just uncalled for. I don't like that. Was disgusting. No,
where are you going?
No,
what are you doing?
You're nasty.
Okay,
I was trying to do a nice opening for the show with you,
okay.
And you just come in hot with nasty. What? No, I don't even want to look at you. You're nasty. Oh.
Okay. I mean, I thought it was funny.
Live from wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this, it's the Smokin' Hot Toddcast with your host, Hot Toddy, starring Miranda, Ollie, Miss Pingrino, DJ Pork, Sheila, D.A. Williams, and Orson Welles. And featuring me, your announcer, Doc Summit. And now, here's your host, Hot Toddy.
Hello, Toddcasters, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. I'm Hot Toddy. It's been a weird week, as you probably could figure out. Of course, every new episode that we do of the Toddcast comes out on Thursday, and that was going to be the case for this week, but unfortunately, circumstances as they are, we had to keep pushing it away further and further from Thursday, and it's just been, it's been crazy. Originally, this episode was going to feature my good friend, Heaven Ramsey of the Cerebral Palsy Awareness Dream Team. However, circumstances as they were, she was not able to join us. We had to reschedule four different times to do an interview for this episode, and we could never make it work. She had problems. We were going to do it last Sunday. She unfortunately was not able to. We pushed it to Wednesday. She couldn't make it then. So I said, let's just push the episode to Friday, and we were going to talk then. She still was not able to. There was just a bunch of different circumstances, and we were also going to try to do it today, this Sunday, March 24th, but that was unfortunately not, we were not able to do it then either. So it's been crazy trying to make this happen. And so because of, you know, everything that's happened, because she's in college, she also works, you know how stressful life can be during those years. And so she doesn't have a lot of free time. So we tried, but unfortunately we couldn't get there this time. But we love Heaven. Of course, she's invited back to the show anytime. But circumstances as it were, she's not able to be on the show this week to talk about CP awareness, which, by the way, National CP Day coming up tomorrow. That is March 25th, Monday, March 25th. So make sure you go green tomorrow. We were going to talk about that, but since she's not here, I thought we would switch it up a little bit and I would talk to you about CP awareness. Every day in March, Heaven has been posting these little title cards that talks about certain facts about CP awareness. And I've always found them very interesting and they're very informative. And so I thought I would share with you some of those facts that she shared with the world over the month of March. And so that's why this episode is called The Truth in Green, Facts About CP Awareness. So we're going to talk about some of the stigmas of CP awareness. We've talked about them before, but it's always good. I mean, this is what this time of year is about. Is to bring the attention to you facts that you may not know about cerebral palsy. So we're going to get into that in this week's episode, and we have some fun stuff as well. So let's not waste any time. Let's get into it, because we got to get going. It's been a minute. So here it is, an all-new episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
You're listening to Hot Toddy on the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
So like I said in the monologue, originally this episode was going to feature me and Heaven talking about CP awareness as we go into CP Awareness Day tomorrow, but unfortunately she was not able to join us this week. So what I'm going to do is share with you some of the facts that she's been sharing on her Facebook page over the last few weeks, talking about specific facts about CP awareness that you may not know. We'll start with this one. Some young adults and children with CP experience mild forms like weakness in one foot or hand, and others have a total lack of voluntary movement. And that's what makes cerebral palsy so interesting, is that it could totally afflict one person, and then someone else could have it and you wouldn't even know. And that's why I don't think a lot of people pay attention to cerebral palsy, and why a lot of times, like, CP tends to be the punchline of a joke as well sometimes, like that. And it's like, it's nothing to joke about, because it is still a very real affliction. But the thing is, it doesn't get the recognition that it deserves, because I don't think people, because I've talked about this many times when we've done episodes based around CP awareness, people just don't really pay attention to it. They don't really put in their minds that this is a real issue, a real thing that can affect somebody, and so they write it off as it not being very important. But that's the problem, and that's what we do on March 25th and October 6th as well, is that we bring awareness to this very real and very important situation. You know, I know I have a few friends in the CP community, and they're all afflicted differently. And it's very true. You don't. There is no one way that someone's going to be afflicted with cerebral palsy. It's just different for everybody. So this is a very important fact that Heaven shared on her page about CP, is that you don't know what one person is going through when it comes to cerebral palsy. They could be just fine, or they could be completely immobile. The point is, cerebral palsy is no less important than any other affliction out there. So always remember, don't write somebody off just because they don't look sick, or they don't look like they have this affliction, because you don't know their whole story.
You're listening to the most splendiferous, the most fantastic, the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts, the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
You loved Deal or No Deal Island. Now get ready for the next great weird game show mixed with Survivor, which is a game show too, but whatever.
Welcome back to The Price is Right Island. We're here with our next contestant, Miranda. How are you doing, Miranda?
I haven't showered in days. I have sunburns all over me, and I can't stop having diarrhea. Please, someone kill me.
Sounds great. Tell her what she can win.
It's food.
Oh my God, yes. I haven't had anything to eat in a week.
And you can finally get to eat if the price is right. Here's what you have to do. There are three boxes. Each box contains a highly venomous snake. You have to find out how much each one is by how painful their bite is.
I don't think I want to do that.
Do it or we'll feed you to the alligators.
Okay.
Box number one.
Okay, let's see. $50.
Correct.
Mother of God, $100.
Correct.
Oh boy. Getting a little lightheaded here.
Put your hand in the damn box!
Okay. Penis pump! I think maybe 2, 7 G-pants!
Oh, sorry. No, the correct answer was $200. That means no food for you.
I don't think it matters because she's dead!
Right you are! Well, that's gonna do it for us this week. Thanks for joining us.
Uh-oh, someone's trying to escape!
No worries. Alligators will get him. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Emily Fleming from Good Mythical Morning, and you're listening to Hot Toddy on the Smokin' Hot Podcast.
Now, in the past and in this episode, we've talked a lot about cerebral palsy, but the question is, what causes it? How does it become what it is? And I'm here to tell you. CP is caused by an injury to the brain. Cerebral palsy affects the portion of your brain that controls your muscles. And so that's why when you see people that are badly afflicted with cerebral palsy, they you tend to have no control over their limbs. Sometimes they don't have the faculty to speak. But then again, as I spoke before, there are people that have cerebral palsy and you wouldn't even know because their symptoms are so minor compared to what other people's are. You just never know exactly how cerebral palsy is going to affect somebody, how it's going to enter their bodies at the beginning of their lives. And that's what makes, I think, cerebral palsy so fascinating, is that you never know how it's going to play out. You could be told, you know, that your child is going to have CP, but you never truly know what it's going to do until the baby is born and you see how they react to it. Just another good reason why we need to bring awareness to cerebral palsy, because again, it's one of these afflictions, as I stated before and have stated many times, that kind of gets swept under the rug just because people don't fully understand what it is. And then there's people that just don't care what it is because it doesn't seem to be something that's really big. But remember this though, 10,000 babies a year, 10,000 are born with CP every year. So you take that math and then you add it with children that are, you know, have it, you know, who are growing up and have it, you know, preteens, teenagers, adults, and that number grows exponentially. So there are tons of people out there with cerebral palsy. And again, you may not even know because they may not look like they have it, but they do.
You're listening to the Smokin' Hot Podcast. The Smokin' Hot Toddcast presents The Ollie Report, a segment dedicated to extremely professional and hard-hitting journalism. Reports on headlines straight off the news ticker through the eyes of Ollie. And now, The Ollie Report.
Hello and welcome to the Ollie Report. I'm Hot Toddy. We've got Ollie in the nation's capital this week because there looks to be another shakeup in the House of Representatives as Mike Johnson's job as Speaker of the House is currently in danger. And if he is ousted, there's a very good chance that the Democrats could take over the House. This is huge news. It's bigly huge news. And we had to get Ollie on the scene. So without further ado, live from Washington, D.C., it's our very own Ollie. Ollie, how are you?
I hate it here, Hot Toddy. Quit sending me to this place. There's a lot of awful people up here. Hashtag nuts.
You got that right, Ollie. It's one of the most toxic cities in America.
And it's our nation's capital. Say it with me, Hot Toddy.
Biscuits! Indeed, Ollie. Well, let's get right into it. So on Friday, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to hold a vote on whether to remove Mike Johnson from his leadership position after he held a vote on a bill to fund the federal government, as opposed to just shutting it down and making everybody suffer for no good reason at all. And because Mike Johnson refused to make the American people suffer, Marjorie Taylor Greene looked at that as a betrayal. Have you spoken to her or any of her operatives to understand exactly why she feels that way?
Hell no! Listen, Hot Toddy, we've been through this before, especially with Donald Trump. I'm not going anywhere near those people. Have you seen what they've done to me? Station!
Well, yes, but as we learned in the 10th anniversary there of the Ollie Report, that's a big part of the show, and it's very important.
Point and match.
Exactly. So you haven't spoken to him?
No.
Okay. Well, now, there is a very good chance that the Democrats could take control of the House. Representative Ken Buck has stepped down, shrinking the Republicans' majority in the House with 218 Republicans and 213 Democrats. This means if the vote is held, Johnson could only afford two defections without turning to Democrats. And therefore, Hakeem Jeffries would become the new Speaker of the House. Have you spoken to Hakeem Jeffries or anybody on the Democratic team to get their feelings on this and if they think this is exactly where this is headed?
You ever had that Red Bull? I had that Red Bull. I got drums for Christmas, Hot Toddy. I got drums.
Well,
I see sky and trees and buildings. I'm back on the Ollie Report because we came to an understanding. I get biscuits and only have to work for a few minutes a day. There's some grass. And people, they're dressed somewhat warmly because it's getting warm. It's springtime now, but it's still a little cool. I'm not wearing any underwear.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Okay, I don't even know. I don't even know how to respond to that, Ollie. First of all, that is classic Ollie right there. We haven't really had a report like that in a very long time, but I certainly don't miss it. But, okay. Well, let's talk about Mike Johnson himself. As we understand...
Oh, no.
What is it?
Hi, Toddy. Please welcome to the Ollie Report, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we can talk to the source herself. Representative Greene, do you intend on holding this vote in an attempt to remove Mike Johnson from power?
Very interesting, Representative Greene. What do you think this will do for the Republicans? Do you think it will help them or hurt them?
Very insightful, actually. I'm very impressed with her. Representative Greene, are you a human being? Oh, wow. That's
very interesting, right?
Yes, I'm glad we spoke about this.
Me too, Hot Toddy. So, Representative Greene, what planet are you from?
Wow, well, okay, but you've lived on Earth long enough that you can run for political office.
Fascinating, Representative Greene. Well, we'll get in contact with your home planet and get you sent back as soon as possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, well, this ended on a very high note. Speaking calmly and coolly with Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's really astounding.
It really is, Hot Toddy.
She's a nutcase.
Hashtag nuts.
That's going to do it for the Ollie Report this week. Tune in next time for another headline ripped from the Ollie News Ticker. Until then, have a good day and an Ollie-ful week.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Ann Brady from Mystery Science Theater 3000, and you're listening to Hot Toddy on the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
Now, this is a very important fact, because when it comes to cerebral palsy, I think a lot of people immediately go to the idea of special needs. And there are plenty of people with CP that require help to get through life. But did you know that 6 out of 10 people with CP have normal or superior intelligence? This is why an affliction should never define you. This is the most important message that anybody can give about anything, no matter what you have. You think about Michael J. Fox, and what sucks about, like, I know Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, but that's the thing, is like, in recent years, especially with people that may not have grown up with Michael J. Fox, don't know exactly what he contributed to the world of entertainment, they may just immediately associate him with Parkinson's disease, because in recent years, it has really taken over his body. But that does not define him. He's an amazing actor. He's been in so many great movies. He was in 2 of my all-time favorite movies, Back to the Future and The Frighteners. That man has done so much in his lifetime for both charity and entertainment that, you know, Parkinson's, in my opinion, for him, it was just a part of the puzzle. He means so much more to this world than just the disease that he's been afflicted with. And that's the same thing with cerebral palsy. This is not something that's going to define a person. Whether they're able to live a normal life or not, these people can live wonderful lives every single day. The best example was the person who I desperately wanted on the show this week, but we couldn't make it work. Heaven. Heaven is in college right now, doing amazing things, on her way to get her degree and start an incredible life. And she's had CP her entire life. She is the main focal point of the CP Dream Team and CP awareness in this area of our country. It amazes me how people, that person has cerebral palsy, so they must be. No, you don't think like that. Again, you are not your affliction. It does not define you. But it is very important to recognize those who have it. And even more important, to understand what it does. Not everybody with CP is the same. Everybody lives different lives with this particular affliction. It just depends on where the injury of the brain is at the beginning of life. So always remember, while we recognize those with cerebral palsy, it doesn't define them. They are who they make themselves to be. And in my opinion, they're damn fine people.
Hot Toddy. Hot Toddy. Hot Toddy.
You're tuned into the Smokin' Hot Toddcast with your host, Hot Toddy, who's always looking real good.
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does.
Surprise!
Well, wait. We have to do a big reveal. For the first time since August, ladies and gentlemen, Sheila has arrived. She's back.
Sheila!
And you are on over there.
I know, I heard myself on the
I heard myself. No, and what a night. The night you come back is a night that Pork is out sick for the evening, and so yes, but now it's me.
Does
and
he
baby
have COVID
Jen.
Again?
No.
Why am I echoing in my own earphones?
I don't know. You know, Pork talks about that sometimes. Of course, no, there's cobwebs over there now because nobody's been in that studio for a while. So I don't know why it's...
Oh, right, because
I'm guessing he chills over here
with you. He sits over here when Sheila's not in. Like I say, everyone moves down a seat. And so he's been over here for most of the year. just people and their phones, man. It's 2024. We got to get it together.
I'm continued my, like, trip into history. Because, like, now I prefer to use... I have, like... a Bluetooth handset is like a traditional receiver for your cell phone that I use predominantly at home now because I hate cell phones, like holding them.
Yeah.
They're not as friendly, like they're eclair size, so they don't reach your mouth.
It's eclair. Eclair.
No, it's eclair size.
Yes.
And so like they don't reach your mouth. And so I feel like that is less conducive. And you can't, like, hold it on your shoulder because then your mouth is, like, not anywhere near the speaker receiver.
You also, like, can't hold it on your shoulder because, like, boy, you have to put your head, like, flat.
Yeah, and on they your slide shoulder. Off.
Yes, like, some people can't do that. Like,
yeah. Oh, I can't do it, yeah.
It depends on how tight your shoulder muscles are, but most people are so tight nowadays, they can't do that.
That didn't sound right. Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean.
I don't know if I should come in. This feels like I'm being harassed.
Yes.
That's not, I feel like you all missed the seminar.
Let's not talk about people being tight.
I'm agreeing with you. I've been tempted because, like, I don't know if you've seen them, but, like, you can plug them into your phone, and it's like the old handheld receiver of a phone that you can plug into your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've been tempted to get one. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I've seen those.
Yeah.
And okay, so my Android died. No, my Android died, and I'm poor and unemployed and a failure. So I had to go with what I had. And so I had my brother's old iPhone, which, like, I know everyone's going to say, iPhones are easier. Not for me.
iPhones are easier if you're used to Apple products.
No.
If you've never used an Apple product,
I can't get to do anything.
They're not so much easier.
I hate it. But, and it doesn't have the jack for the phone. That's why I have the Bluetooth one.
Oh, that's the most irritating thing, yeah, is when they gave up the jack.
Why can't I have an iPhone jack?
And then you have to get those little extenders, and then you plug that, and it's a hassle.
No, why?
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst. I'm agreeing with you. No, it's the worst.
And, like, and so because it's, like, you know, a free phone, it doesn't, like, the plug doesn't work. It has to go on, like, the little resting cradle to charge. So I can't even get, like, the extender, like, it just has to be Bluetooth if it's going to work.
Well, you know,
like, I murdered the other phone, and I'm sure people were sending me texts, but, like, I was never getting
them. Oh, that explains a few things.
The screen was just so killed.
Well, now I'm kind of glad that I was waiting for Todd to keep messaging you through Facebook, because you probably wouldn't have gotten any of my messages.
Yeah.
I haven't put Facebook on the new phone.
Oh, no.
So, like, sometimes, like, okay, so I have, like, 5 generations back Android.
God.
Like, okay, so the reason I have it is because I like to play the Animal Crossing game for the cell phone. And my Animal Crossing game is connected to my Google account. And Apple doesn't like to talk to my Google account.
Yeah.
Hate each other.
Yeah. It does hate. Apple's not good with Google.
And I also can't put the Fire TV remote on my Apple. So I have this, like, really old Android that I use for my, like, Fire remote and my Animal Crossing.
Oh, Jesus.
And every once in a while, it's like, hey, Facebook. But most of the time, it doesn't tell me anything about Facebook. So people can be sending me things that I don't know. And I don't think about it because, like, I get on it, I'm like, let me cross my animals and, like, change my Fire. That's all I use it for.
Animal Crossing and Fire Stick. Boy.
That's priorities.
That's priorities plus right
that's
there.
It's not my fault. It's Apple's.
I'm joking a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Also, you just killed Todd. You just killed him. Going down.
All I use it for is my Animal Crossing and Fire Stick. That's it.
Like, so, well, like,
if it pops up, I'll answer. But most of the time, nothing is, like, dead.
I feel you. Because, like, look,
Facebook.
I'm big on my games, too. So, like, I hate when I have to change phones because, like, it doesn't transfer very well.
Mm-mm.
Well, it only runs some on Wi-Fi.
Do, and some don't.
The old phone. Like, it's not a real phone anymore.
I don't know. Some phones nowadays, even new phones, only run on Wi-Fi.
That's true.
People don't want to pay for other things. And they're like, nah, Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi is all I need. I'll get by.
And so I think that maybe, like, that's, like, part of the issue of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just, like, really old. I don't know. But sometimes I'll see, like, Todd's face pop up. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, oh.
Oh, hi.
He said something.
Yeah. He said something.
I said something.
And then I'm too lazy to scroll up.
Well, like, so
up.
I kept asking.
Whatever that works best. Told me what.
I kept asking him and Bork. I'm like, how's Sheila? And they're like, I don't know. We reached out. She never reached
we
back.
We don't know.
Like, I don't know how to, like,
how many times have you reached out?
Function.
Is she okay? Is she
know.
Alive?
We don't know. We haven't
I
heard anything.
I couldn't function. Like, like, it seems so simple to most people to be like, oh, you get a text message, you respond. And, like get that. That's normals. Normies do that.
Yeah.
I would get a text message, and I wouldn't know, like, words. Like, I literally, like, I was not existing in this material world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you have, like, a mental
shutdown.
I know.
Living in a material.
I was here, but I was not alive.
Smoking Hot Podcast.
This last fact kind of brings everything together, kind of brings the whole thing home and culminates into the main message that I think we really try to get across during this time of year. And it's that people with cerebral palsy can lead normal, independent lives. Again, I go back to Heaven, who is in college doing amazing right now, working on the weekends, just doing amazing things all around. And it's inspiring. It's astounding. I slightly live vicariously through her. I swear, I live vicariously through her and my sister, because my sister's in medical school. Heaven is in undergrad right now, working on her bachelor's, and they're just watching them grow and do these amazing things. It's so heartwarming, and it just makes me happy to know that the next generation is going to be just fine. You know, it's always a wonderful feeling. But that's, again, the point I like to get across is that people with CP, it doesn't define them. We spoke about this in the last segment. It doesn't define who they are. Rochelle Heath, another good friend of ours, she just recently lost her mother to Alzheimer's. But Rochelle, having CP her whole life, having her ups and downs with it, took care of her mother better than I've seen most people. Like, my mother, who does not have cerebral palsy, who doesn't have affliction, she is a twice cancer survivor, so I mean that's already something huge there. But I mean, her cancer happened long after my grandmother died. But I remember my mom taking care of my grandmother, and again, she doesn't have cerebral palsy, she took amazing care of her. Rochelle does have CP. She took amazing care of her mother. It you have to understand that CP, again, does not define the person. It is merely something that this person has. Rochelle is a hero, in my opinion, because she was able to take wonderful care of her mother right up to the very end. Heaven is an amazing person because she is in school. She's getting ready to be the future, moving on to that next best thing. So never, ever write off anybody as, oh, well, that person has cerebral palsy, they can't do anything. No. Even people who are fully capable, who are extremely healthy, may not even put in the effort that someone with cerebral palsy has. So you just remember that. And it's for this that we recognize those with CP in the month of March and October, because they are fascinating people. And if I were you, get to know them and go green on March 25th.
You're listening to the Smokin' Hot Toddcast with your host,
Todd. Just Todd. Todd is helpful, and Todd is there for you.
Well, it's actually Hot Toddy.
Oh, well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
And now, an important message from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Howdy-ho, everyone! It's me, your fearless leader, Donald Trump. Well, it's official. I will be the Republican candidate for president in 2024. Even though a lot of Republicans still won't endorse me, states are still trying to keep me off the ballot, and even though practically no one likes me whatsoever, somehow I'm making this work. It's bizarre. But anyway, I have a very, very important message to give to the world tonight. He's right. It's about Russia and Saudi Arabia. Russia and Saudi Arabia will I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, Russia and Saudi Arabia pardon me. Look, I know what you're thinking. I'm not cognitively well. That's wrong. I am so cognitive. No one is more cognitive than me, believe me. I mean, Joe Biden beat Barack Hussein Obama in the last election. We all know that. If I don't get elected, there's going to be a bloodbath. Oh, good God, what's happening to me?
Hang in there, partner. Nothing to be alarmed about.
Sleepy Joe, what are you doing here?
Well, I saw you were struggling to get words out, and I wanted to come by and help you out. No one knows struggling with thoughts better than me, believe me.
I know! Even I'll admit that! How do you deal with it?
You get used to it. You just roll with the punches. It's like when Mitterrand from Germany, from France, looked at me and said, "You know what? Why? How long you back for?"
Right. Like that time when I was speaking to Kim Jong-un and I said, "Gabadoopamoon."
That's right. You know, Donald, we may not get along with each other. We may not agree on anything. Well, except that TikTok should be banned.
Oh, hell yes. Can you believe that Americans who live in the free world, the greatest nation in the world, known for its First Amendment and freedoms, would dare think that they could use an app to communicate with each other?
I know, right? They were exposing things on there, and we can't have that.
He's right. I think after the app gets banned, we should shoo-ba-doo-ba-boo.
Yep. And then the president of Mexico did not want to open the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him, and I convinced him to open the gate.
Don't you mean Egypt?
Malarkey!
All right, Dan.
But one thing's for sure. We're way too old to be running for the highest office in the land.
Yep. But we're gonna do it anyway.
You know it, Barack.
Yay, sir! Shoo-ba-doo-ah-roo!
Hello, I'm Hot Toddy. This, of course, was a sketch that we put on tonight, but the fact remains. No matter who you're supporting in 2024, I think we can all agree, holy God in heaven. Thank you and good night.
Hi there, I'm Joey DiOria, and you're listening to Hot Toddy on the Smokin' Hot Podcast.
And there you have it, another episode down. Thank you for joining me this week. Again, sorry it was so late, and sorry we've had such a crazy whirlwind of stuff going on. Like I said, schedule conflicts, and we desperately wanted Heaven to be on the show, but we completely understand that things get in the way sometimes. Heaven, we love you. You're always invited back to the show, so we'll have her on again later, hopefully at a later date. But this was an episode, since you couldn't be here, it didn't mean I was going to stop talking about CP. Absolutely not. This is a very important thing to me. It's very close to my heart, and so that's why I wanted to share some facts with you about CP awareness to keep you updated on what's going on. And don't forget, tomorrow, March 25th, go green. Change all the light bulbs to green. Wear green. Shirts, pants, hats, accessories, I don't care, but show your support for cerebral palsy awareness on March 25th as we go green for CP awareness. And with that in mind, that's going to do it for us this week. Even though it's just a few days away, we are still going to do another episode on Thursday, this coming Thursday. So we'll have a brand new episode coming out this Thursday as well. So be on the lookout for that. Until then, you can follow me on all social media at Smokin' Hot Toddy on Facebook, TikTok, and the platform formerly known as Twitter. You can follow me at Toddy Kamahot on Instagram and Threads. You can follow the Smokin' Hot Toddcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, QuadPod, Spotify, and wherever better podcasts can be found. And of course, the mothership, the mother company of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast, Super Fuzz Productions, can be found on YouTube. That's where you can find all the sister shows, Get Real, Played Out, Stump Hot Toddy, and more. And you can also check out the video version of my interview with Heaven on there. That'll be coming up on Monday the 25th, so you can check it out then. You can also follow Super Fuzz on that platform, formerly known as Twitter, at Super Fuzz Videos. You can also follow some of the Toddcast gang on social media. We'll begin once again with that platform, formerly known as Twitter, Miss Pingrino at Pingrino, Sheila at Sheila Hawk, Doc Summit at Kev Summit. On Instagram, Miss Pingrino at Janelle Marino, Sheila at Sheila Hawkins, Doc Summit at Kev Summit, and Miranda at Miranda Panda Joe. You can also follow Miranda on Threads at Miranda Panda Joe, and on TikTok, Miss Pingrino at BabyJ0831, Doc Summit at Kev Summit, and Miranda at Miranda a Panda a Joe. Until next week, this is Hot Toddy saying goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.